Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello there, it's Sam from the Desert Island Crisps podcast. Now, you might be thinking, like, we've not really released an episode in a long while. And the whole thing about podcasts is you're supposed to be consistent and release one week after week after week, be really good on social media. And, you know, we just didn't do any of that. And there are reasons. You know, producer Adam, he went freelance. That was harder than he thought, I think. Tom's off doing a play, and my life fell apart. So, you know, things conspired. Anyway, so we've got a plan going forward, and the plan is this. We are going to record 6 episodes per series and release the series, episode coming out every week for those 6 weeks. That way you get your consistency, and there'll be a little gap in between series, because, let's be honest, it's just about crisps, and you can't have too much of a good thing.
Sam Pamphilai.
Tom McCall, how are you?
All right, mate.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, you okay?
I'm all right, yeah. Sweaty, it's a sweaty one.
It's a muggy one, isn't it?
It's muggy, it's horrible.
Muggy, what's this? Loads of good words for muggy.
Humid.
No, that's not a good one, though.
No, that is the word, though.
Close.
Close, that's close. The one I like.
Yeah.
Close.
Close and muggy.
There's going to be a storm.
Oh, it's a brewing.
And when the storm comes, you go, oh, we needed that.
Yeah.
We needed that, didn't we?
Do you know what else we need?
What?
A new castaway up on this island.
We do.
Shall I crack on with my overlong and unneeded intro?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Let's go in depth.
So, Sam.
Yeah.
This week's castaway is a multi-award winning...
What's a multi-award?
Go suck a lemon. A multi-award winning comedian, actor, director, writer. I'm going to leave it hanging.
Okay.
There may be others.
I think there is.
Yeah, me too. In 2003...
Yeah.
To kick off his award-winning, he won the Tap Water Award for character stand-up at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Thank you, Will. Thank you. Upon this victory, he soon discarded the circuit for the lure of the small screen, where he starred in various projects, including Sorry, I've Got No Head. That's a great name for a TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Mid-Morning Matters with Alan Partridge.
Never heard of it.
As well as winning a Scottish BAFTA for his role in the TV show Blowout.
Do you know what getting a Scottish BAFTA is like?
Go on.
It's like being handed a pebble by someone else down the same well.
Ah, great, thank you.
Oh, nice one, mate. Why didn't you have one? Oh, that's great.
This week's castaway doesn't merely do the funnies, though.
Right.
He's appeared in television dramas such as Broadchurch, Peaky Blinders, and Humans. Just to name a few, Sam. You're in Peaky Blinders.
I was, mate. I was the fat butler in Peaky Blinders.
What's the character called Fat Butler?
I don't think he was butler something. I don't know. Sometimes they give you a name to live in because he's like, it's quite small. He said, well, give him a name. All right. Terry.
Yeah, yeah.
I can stick that on.
Terry
and butler. Then I did it. I did the first take, and the guy shouted at me, went, do it less like funny. Well, I'm doing it funny, mate. Just walking.
That's just my face, bro.
Just walking.
I'll continue with this pointless overlong.
It's good.
This happens every time, Will. Basically, what happens?
That's all right. I mean, it's nice to have your life sort of summed up and sort of read back to you.
It's grand, but quite often what happens is we're 20 minutes into the podcast.
Yep.
We've been chatting for a while.
Yep.
And then I insist
yep.
Everyone knows who the castaway is already, but I insist, because I've written it, because I've spent 20 minutes doing some research.
Fair enough, though.
I'm going to finish it off. So, gents.
But I think it's nice. I think it's nice.
Thank you.
I do think it's nice.
It's a launching off point. I don't think people mind it.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
That's all right.
Do you mind it?
I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
No.
Okay. Will is all right with you?
I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Thank you. I'm crack on with it.
Okay. This summer, our castaway, for the first time in a long while.
Yeah.
What are we talking, 9 years?
10 years? 9 years.
First time in 9 years, graced the Edinburgh Fringe with his show Willie, which received critical acclaim and was described by Chortle as a subtly endearing mix of the whimsical and astute. Despite his glittering career...
That Bennett?
It was Bennett,
Pally, yours?
No, I mean, he's fine, but, like, he's given me 2 stars before. The last time he gave me 2 stars, so this time it was nice to get.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, that's an even more justifiable.
Like, and these are out of 10.
Flyer
right?
for. Yeah,
absolutely. I think it's 12.
Damn. Despite his glittering career, you probably know our castaway best as the guy who did an impression of his kid falling into a pile of nettles. It is, of course.
That's a sad indictment.
You probably know him best as the guy who was caught shitting in the street. It's Will.
Please welcome.
That's my job.
Sorry,
my job. We're going to edit that out.
All right.
Which bit?
It is, of course, Will Andrews.
Welcome, oh, Will.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Let's have a conversation. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, actually. I'm really, really good form. I went to the Natural History Museum today. So that's always good, isn't it?
Is that the one next to the V&A?
That's right.
Yeah. Did you take children?
No, that was the really weird thing. Like, I had a day to kill because you guys record very late. And, you know, I have a life. No, it feels like I'm blaming you. I'm not. I got to go to the Natural History Museum, which is good fun. Got
it is nice. Did you go to the butterfly thing outside?
No, I got to see a whale hanging in the ceiling.
I like that whale.
I saw a massive cock in a glass cabinet. Chicken, male chicken.
Yeah.
And some other dinosaur-y stuff. And it was good. Yeah, it was really good. I recommend it.
Oh, I took my kid there, it was all right. Because they're kids too. Yeah, it was good. There's a little tent outside with butterflies. It might have gone now.
I didn't see that, no.
They might have just slit it open and let them all go. Loads of butterflies in there.
Fly free, my beauties.
But they say don't let them land on you. Don't let them touch your skin.
Why?
There's oils on your skin that can hurt them.
Yes, well, you're not supposed to touch the wings, are you? But you can touch their legs. I don't know why you would milk it like a cow.
Well, they're so dainty, I don't know, you know. Yeah, don't grab their wings, but if they land on you, I don't know what you're supposed to do and blow them off.
Freeze.
I'm sure butterfly science has come up before in our podcast. Didn't the DJ Barbecue talk about butterflies' legs? Saying there was some kind of interesting scientific fact about butterflies' legs.
Oh, they taste through their legs?
That's it.
Or they eat through their legs? No, they don't eat through their legs. They've got mouths on their legs. They smell through their legs or taste through their legs.
Do they even drink through their legs?
They've got trunks, haven't they? They've got long trunks.
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah.
My wife said to me once, you know when you slightly mix up things you've heard or facts you've heard? When we first started stepping out, she said to me, did you know that every year 5 spiders drink from your mouth? And I found out from that little, maybe I'm going to say it's a mistake, that they don't. They drink through their legs. They just absorb water.
I thought you said they drink from your mouth.
Well, that's what she said.
Oh, right.
But I was like, that doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't sound...
I think you're mixing the idea that you maybe swallow, and I think it's fine.
Which was, yeah.
There's a lot of things going on there, but I don't think they drink like...
It's the idea that all the spiders in the world, only 5 ever have a drink, and it's only from Will Andrews' mouth.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's a little trough.
Well, our friend Phil got very upset because there was a rumour going around that you, during the night, in the course of a year or something, you swallow 5 spiders.
Right, okay.
But that was a think tank or something that started that to see how modern myths...
No.
Yeah, it was all started as a modern myth. There's no truth
to
in
see
it,
how much it could travel.
How much it catches on the way in which it works.
Though, that could be a modern myth.
Oh, my gosh.
The think tank could be a modern myth.
No, I read it in a paper.
Double think.
Mm-hmm. It was given to me by the guy that had the 2 pencils up his nose and killed himself.
Oh, no, my uncle from America had it.
Yeah.
That was always the lie, wasn't it? Oh, my uncle, he's from America. He bought, like, a hoverboard from Back to the Future. Yeah. He's got one. No, he's got one.
I've actually got those Nikes.
No, my brother's got one.
No, I can't. I'm going to bring him in tomorrow. Oh, I forgot again.
I forgot again.
I knew a kid that... this is Dan, my friend Dan. And as a kid who's quite new, and we were quite nice to him, and he said, it was before the Super Nintendo came out, and he said, I've got a Super Nintendo from Japan, like, family. I'm like, wow, okay. He's like, what have you got? And he's like, I've got Super Tennis. I'm like, amazing. And he's like, what do you do? He's like, you know, I think it's just a tennis, I've read, it's just like a tennis game. Super Tennis. It's an early sort of sport thing on the console. It's like, oh yeah, like you've got like tennis rackets where they can become like bazookas and you shoot the ball and stuff like that. And he's saying all this stuff. And I was like, this doesn't sound right. He said to Dan, do you want to come around my house and play on my Super Nintendo? And Dan was like, yeah, it'd be amazing. And the kid lived miles away. So he walked with the kid for miles and miles and got to his house. And he got into the house and the kid was like, hey, do you just want to watch some TV? And Dan was like, yeah. And Mum came through, was like, ooh. And I was really impressed to see like someone else. And they was like, can you get some squash, some sandwiches and stuff like that? And Dan was like, yeah, can we go play on your Super Nintendo now? He's like, oh, you know, yeah, we will in a bit, we will in a bit.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. And he's like, yeah, so maybe do you want to go play football in the garden? Yeah, maybe not. And so after a while, he's like, could you go play on your Super Nintendo? He's like, oh, yeah, it's up in the loft. Like the converted loft thing. Went all the way upstairs and opened the door, and the guy's like, to the last minute, is going along, but yeah, it's just through here. Dan walks in, he shuts the door, he goes, I haven't got a Super Nintendo.
See, there's two endings to that tale. He either goes, I haven't got a Super Nintendo, or he clubs him over the back of the head with a fucking
baton. Idiot! Of course I haven't got a Super Nintendo!
Oh, through shame, just like, no, exactly. I haven't got it, and I'm sorry.
Everyone knows that it's not PAL, it wouldn't work here, you stupid man. What, I have a Japanese TV as well? It's 1991!
Japanese TV is PAL. Oh my god.
Oh, you pricks.
I know, guys. I feel like I really.
What are we, Scott?
Have I undermined you?
What are we?
We're the PAL. The PAN. What's it stand for?
Well, as our producer Adam looks at what PAL was.
After being so condescending about Japan is PAL. Japan is PAL.
What does that mean?
Don't know.
I'd like to welcome you, Will.
Yeah.
Upon our island officially.
Gosh, it's like, it's at least the weather's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
It's really hot, hey?
Yeah.
Mm.
Muggy.
Yeah. And that's why we've, you know, everything's just a loincloth now.
Yeah,
I noticed that. That's a little bit up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you did not already know, which you must have done because we've got your crisps in front of us, but anyway, this is a magical isle. There is running water.
Is there?
That we can drink.
Okay.
And we will survive on.
Yeah.
There's kind of little kind of endless pools. That is never desecrated by
shitting.
Animal nor human.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know any of this. You totally created that.
Okay, right. Thank you. But you can scoop it up and drink it like...
Half coconut shell?
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Yeah. So it'd be scented then, wouldn't it? Just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I've actually found myself a big oyster shell.
Okay.
So I kind of drink my water like a king.
Yeah.
Like an ancient Egyptian king.
Because lots of oysters... In Egypt. In the desert. Yeah. Desert oysters.
Yeah, but...
Which I think are camel shits.
I'm a king, aren't I? So I've kind of sourced this from the other side of the world.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's what makes me a king.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Just mad king.
Like the paupers are using whatever they're using, but I've got my
cups.
Shell from... It's like I'm from Birmingham, and I'm using from a shit like from the Isles of... Man.
It's a really hot island and you're drinking water from an oyster shell which can't hold more than 50 mils of water.
But I'm king-esque. I'd just sit there all day sipping on it. Do you know what I mean?
It'd be really frustrating. It's a hot day. Be like,
Sam, don't tell me how to drink my water, please.
And it'd be fishy.
We have our own methods. I like to sip constantly. You like to do yours all in one. Like, you do you, I'll do me. Anyway, Will. Shut up. Will.
Yes.
Welcome to our magical island.
Thank you.
Once again, what makes it magical? Is our pools of water that we drink from in our own particular manners.
Yeah, right.
Enough with the pools.
Shut up. And we have these magical... I'm going to make up what this bit is as well.
Go on.
These magical holes upon the ground.
Holes?
No.
There are three of them.
Okay.
And you're ruining it for the people at home.
If you put your arm into the hole...
Oh yeah, that's quite good.
Yes.
Much like in... Have you seen... Gordon is alive, Flash Gordon.
Yeah, and then you might get bitten.
Yeah, terrifying. Or,
yeah, that was a very difficult scene for me as a kid.
Imagine that, but it's unfair.
Nice.
Yeah, there's a glow, so you can see within.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then within these holes, these three holes, is a crisp eternity.
Wow.
So you get to pick. You have three separate holes. You delve into each one. And each one is an endless supply of your forever crisps.
It's just your three favourite bags of crisps.
Okay. I'm curious, actually, because there is a relationship, isn't there, with the crisps and the packet that you're taking away by putting them in a hole.
Yeah, no, you can't have them loose.
They're packeted.
Yes,
all right,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Just to be clear, because, like, you know...
It's not like bowls at a party.
No, okay.
Yeah, you totally change the dynamic of crisps as soon as you tip them into a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Entirely. It has to be, like, it's like...
You've had milk from a mug.
I've drunk milk from them.
Oh my god, that's good. Why is that different?
Is it milk from a mug?
Milk should be from a glass, shouldn't it? Have milk in a glass. Glass of milk, glass of milk.
Thank you.
Have a bit of a mug of milk. That's nice.
Downing a pint of milk from a milk bottle.
Ooh. I haven't had a milk bottle for a long time.
I hate milk.
Do you mean a plastic one? A milk jugette?
No, I mean
a
like
glass?
I mean like the milk bottles, you know.
Yeah.
Used to get Gold Top. Lovely milk.
Just hate milk.
Do you hate milk? Yeah. Milk. Yeah, you sort of, people say it's got lots of pus in it, don't you? And that has affected the way I drink it.
It's got pus in it.
Yeah, a lot of pus.
I hate it even more now.
Yeah, but you eat meat, you eat stuff like that, it's all got stuff in it. Everything's got stuff in it.
Yeah, true, true. You don't want to go down that road.
Mushrooms are covered in shit. You don't even brush it off. That's his poo. You're like, oh, just chop it up and put it in a pasta.
I've always thought
mushroom
about that,
poo
yeah.
pasta.
You know how within our culture, we go for a poo and we get a little bit of paper.
In our culture, yeah.
And we just wipe our little bucket.
Yeah, why is nothing better than
and
that?
And then we just go... That'll do.
Yeah.
If you've got a bit of poo on your arm, yeah, mixed in... I've got quite a hairy arm. If I've got a piece of poo on my arm...
You'd sanitise it. You'd go crazy.
I wouldn't get a piece of paper and
just rub it off.
I'd go and have a fucking shower.
Yeah.
I'm all for the B-Day, personally.
I love B-Days. Well, sometimes what I do, and we're really going off topic here, and there's a lot to edit out, imagine. I sometimes have a little jug of Radox at the front of the toilet, and if it's a particularly bad poo... I'll squeeze the Radox onto the paper and have a Radox wipe. Wipe around, get it wet, and then dry wipe afterwards. You'd be amazed about the amount of extra you get off of it. Seriously.
Well, shall we please? Yeah. Please could you introduce...
Yes.
...your first Desert Island Crisps?
You're okay. I've got to do the preamble. The preamble is, I've listened to your show, I enjoy the show.
Thank you.
A lot of the choices of crisp that I would have chosen instinctively... I have been taken. Now, I realise, okay, this is not me throwing shade.
Okay.
That, you know, not me saying, oh, maybe there's a limitation in the format. That's not for me to say, is
but
it?
But please don't choose those crisps again.
That's not for me. But I think you've got to try harder. I am a fan of crisps. I like crisps. I love crisps. But straight off the bat, I would have gone discos. Of course, yep. I would. So I'm going to get discos. Mm-hmm. I would have gone salt and vinegar squares.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the third choice is probably amongst my choices. But those two have been heavily covered.
Yeah.
I want to quickly tell you my disco story.
Go on.
I once had a bag of discos that had so much dust at the bottom of it. So much dust. It was astonishing amount of dust. I finished discos, salivating, looking at the dust, thinking, what am I going to do with that? I'm going to take it at once. Yeah. I'm going to take it all. I was crossing, I think you call it the concourse of Victoria Station, the big bit in the middle.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I ate the crisps from the Marks and Spencer's, the W.H. Smith. That is the time it took me to get there. I then thought...
You spent £2 on them, you might as well eat
them. You've said no to 3 vouchers.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't want Telegraph.
I don't want a Telegraph.
No, I don't care if it's free.
You buy the Telegraph and give the fucking crisps free. I don't want it.
I don't want your right-wing invective. I got the crisps, I poured them into my throat, and I had a reaction that could have killed me. So my throat closed up.
It went like this.
And I breathe. And I don't know whether it's because I'm asthmatic, but I don't think it is. I think genuinely if anyone in this room, sorry, anyone on this island was to take that amount of disco dust, you would die.
Was it like the cinnamon challenge?
I was like, and I was thinking... I was looking around at people in like responsibility. I was like, I've got to have a policeman. I've up a side nearer. Here's my go-to guy. And I was thinking, oh, don't end like this. I got this image of like a tracheotomy, like someone...
emergency tracheotomy in the station.
Some incredible highly trained, recently visiting Ghanaian tourist who's like trained, medically trained, just like, stand back! Just like forcing a biro into my throat, blowing air. And it has not dented my enthusiasm for discos. It has not dented them a cent. So that would have been my choice, but good people have made that choice. So I've gone a little strange, and the story behind my first choice is often I will pop out to do some postage. Mm. Well, my wife, she says, where are you going? I say, I'm going to post a letter. And what I'm genuinely doing...
But you don't have a letter in your hand, Will.
No. No, I'm going to write it there. I, I'm going to write this important letter with a pen on a chain. What I'm really doing is going to Superdrug, because there is no newsagents near where I live, and Superdrug, and I'm going to buy a bag of crisps and a bottle of pop, and I'm going to sit on a bench and eat it like a teenager at a roughly 11:30 a.m. And they have a poor selection. Superdrug is not known for its crisps.
It's not even as good as Boots.
I mean, Boots has a good meal deal.
It does have a good meal deal.
Not in a provincial town. Okay, maybe Boots in like a centre of a city. No, not in a central town. So I go into Superdrug and I buy chili Doritos, chili Heatwave.
They are all around.
Well, do you know what?
11:30 in the morning.
I know. The shame of it.
It's like having a pint of lager.
It's something. It's not even as good as that. It's worse. It's like texting an ex. It's a sort of a... It's terrible. It's like,
But Mexican people will have like a... They'll have a spicy breakfast like huevos rancheros, and they'll have a flour tortilla with it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Try that. What have you got? A Dorito? Sort of.
I didn't want to eat them. I didn't think they were my flavour, and it was relatively recently, it was 6 months ago, and I just think that they're one of the best crisps in the world.
They are.
They're really astonishing.
I never buy them.
No.
Why would you?
No.
Why would you? Why do they make them?
Because you're in a provincial town and you're at a Superdrug at 11:30 in the morning. And it's either that or those Weight Watchers ones.
Exactly. It's a really sort of pale colour ones. It's like, oh no, popping something. Oh.
Well, let's crack them open.
Let's crack a bag.
Let's have a good.
And should point out, because sometimes this does change the crisp, I feel. Yeah. It's a pound bag.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big bag. I'll open from the bottom.
Yeah, Sam.
What do you mean it changes the crisp? Scale?
No, I just sometimes fill a pound bag. Just sometimes
we had a pound bag of what was it?
Monster Munch.
And they were different.
They weren't as good.
They were weak.
Do you know the bags are not filled with air? They're filled with like some neutral gas.
Inert gas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, can't age? Can't they? Can't age? Can't go off?
Can't age. This is aged.
Oh, this is an old Dorito.
Oh, look at them. They're terrible.
I mean, in colour.
I love the colour.
We're talking about a pale crisp. Is it like, I mean, a Quaver is a pale crisp.
But it's cheese, and cheese is pale.
Exactly. But
cheese is pale, Tom.
I look at that. But I still want some colour in my cheese.
Blue.
I look at that and I think, that's got some flavour on it.
It's tomatoey flavour.
That's right. It's a tomato-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
I never thought of it until a minute ago. Because it says
chilli on it. You go, it's a chilli. No, it's a tomato-based. I learned something from this podcast, and it was that Doritos Original are ranch dressing. Is that right?
Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
So I would say then maybe this chilli heat wave, it's not like, like a red chilli. It's like a beef chilli heat wave.
Oh, like a chilli con carne.
Like a chilli con carne.
Okay.
Well, let's
which
have
apparently,
that in mind.
Back to the Mexicans, they laugh at us for that.
Really?
It's carne con chilli, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, it's not
meat.
It's not chilli with meat. It's meat with chilli.
It is with your pussy.
Wow, it's a lot of chilies. Oh, it's a little bit of meat there. Yeah. I guess this is chilies with meat.
Oh God, they're good.
I think the trick with these ones is to find the ones that are curled over.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because they hold more dust.
Oh.
Don't they?
I mean.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah. But they are. I can understand. Well, why? I mean, we've talked about private crisps before. But
have you?
Yeah, we have. Okay. See, I picked scampi fries.
Right.
They're a private crisp.
It's the paedophile of the crisp. It's the love that dare not speak its name. For me, the rare thing about like, tortilla crisps or tortilla, like even other Doritos,
mm-hmm.
you get the flavour and you're like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes later, you're like, the crisp is still there and the flavour's long gone.
Yeah.
These are tasty all the way to the end.
Do you think, I might be overplaying this, but the Doritos, it's an American make. It's got to be American, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's got a sense of the master race about it.
Yeah.
It's got like, well, we're at a level of capitalism that you in the UK are just not even close at. Like, we have got this down to like a fine art. We've got like, we've put money into the taste profile. We know how to make this crisp. It is like, of course it's the best. In the early days of Disneyland, a restaurant named Casa de Fritos invented Doritos by repurposing stale tortilla that they bought from a local vendor. What do you mean, repurposing? All right, they've just got it so right. I'm going to, although I've chosen it, I'm going to straight away say it lacks the awkward, like the thing about the discos, right?
Yeah.
You only get a pack of discos that has so much flavour in it that you almost die in a municipal station because someone's not really watching the machines.
Yeah. Oh yeah, these are very corporate.
Right, that's the word.
Whereas discos are
sort of
punk, aren't they, discos?
It smacks of negligence.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening at the disco. Okay, a discos factory is the Henry Hoover of Hoovers, and this is the Dyson. Henry Hoover is just, mm-hmm. it's got a face on it, but it's, you know.
The reason he nearly died on, you nearly overdosed on disco.
Yeah.
Is because some other poor geezer opened his disco.
He had a bad bag.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no dust in there.
Well, I reckon two other people opened their bag, maybe even three, and said,
I had the same thing happen to me, and I would love to, I mean, of all the things, like, you know, like, I wish I could travel in time to a place. I want to travel to the Walker's factory the day that a certain bag of prawn cocktail were made.
Yeah.
Because I sat on the train, and as was usual, you know, you sit on the train, you get your sandwich, hoping the sandwich is going to be all right, get like a Ginster's cheese now or something like that. Yeah. They're usually pretty good, and you get a packet of crisps. I went for prawn cocktail, bought a salt and vinegar, and I opened them, and they looked nuclear.
Yeah.
They were so orange.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is wrong with these? I tasted one, I went, and every one was how I would make them if I was making them drunk. But they were incredible. Like, they were almost furry with the dust. You know iron filings, like when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And you'd drop your magnet in the iron filings.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get all the iron filings on. Yeah. And magnet just went all hairy.
Yeah.
That's what those prawn cocktail crisps look like.
Do you think our children, or the next generation, or maybe we'll go, the shit you used to eat, Dad, was insane.
You had those every day. Every day.
It was orange. It was a colour that in nature would serve as a warning. Yeah. And you ate it.
You
weren't repelled from it naturally. Yeah. You were drawn to it.
Yeah. And that's why you have all three of us will attest. All three of us will attest to having been to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival that most of the food that you want to eat there is orange.
Mm.
Like a king rib supper.
Mm.
It's like a king rib.
I do like a king rib.
Oh, my God. It's basically barbecue spam deep fried.
With sugar. Full of sugar.
Oh yeah, it's sugary, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. It's like a toffee apple. It's like a meaty toffee apple.
It's so good.
Oh, is it?
No.
I don't know.
But all the food there is orange.
Well, I mean, most food is actually these days, unless you kind of go to Planet Organic or something.
Yeah.
It's a sad, sad state of affairs.
There is a battle though between the orange food, pushing against the orange food. Obviously, we're seeing it in kettle chips,
mm-hmm.
and they come with their own fucking mythology. Oh, hand cooked is it? Oh, did you? Oh, hand cooked. Is that kettle chip? Did you plunge that potato up to your elbow in boiling fat, you absolute lying cunt? Hand cooked. What did you? What is a knife?
Stood at a cauldron stirring the potatoes. What are the ones? Is it Burt's or Tyrrell's?
A cauldron.
Is it Burt's or Tyrrell's? It's one of those, and it says on the bag, it's like, fried by Chris. like it's a Mercedes AMG engine, they've got the signature of, this engine was put together by Gunther. This bag was prepared by Chris.
And we all know that Chris was probably a really hard-working immigrant, and no one can actually say his real name, so he's like, Chris.
But then maybe you get really into the Chris, and after a while, like, you're like, oh, can I see the bag quickly before I buy him? Like, Chris, I'm not having that.
Chris, fine.
He's rubbish. He's rubbish.
Someone hit us up on the socials recently with this new bag of Tyrrells, and it was they were disgusted by this new flavour. It was like saltless, so it was like it was nothing.
Potato.
It was just pure potato. Wasn't even salted. It was like, let's have a look.
All right.
It was like
saltless.
That's end of day.
And that they were selling it like this. No, normally you get a crisp and it's going just salt. Just potato and salt. Yeah. That's all a crisp needs.
Natural.
They've gone beyond that, and now they're saying it's just potato. It's just a bit of potato.
That's rubbish.
I mean, I have a real problem with it. I think though, because of my own prejudice with kettle chips and its ilk, that there's probably actually, and you'll know because you are experts. At least you are by definition, probably now countrywide experts. Don't be proud of that.
No,
but it is true.
No one else wants the title.
Maybe. The point is that I've closed my mind. I've been so annoyed at a party. I still eat them. Of course I do. Mm. My wife can't understand that. She's like, you don't like them. I was like, yes, but they're the only crisps in front of me.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I realise is I've probably closed my mind to some crisps that have come out. When did kettle chips come out?
Well, so it turns out there was an American company.
Yeah.
Because Christian, DJ Barbecue, said in the podcast with him, he knew the guy that they started in like Portland or something like that.
Okay.
And they,
but I feel like it was late 90s.
This over here. Yeah.
And then in
it feels fairly recent.
I was angry with them. Yeah. And I figure that in between that, I bet there are Chris that are pretty good in the posh luxury range.
There are.
I've never had one.
There are. You know, like a crossover SUV, which is like an SUV, it's not really an SUV.
Yeah.
Right. So there's some posh crisps that are sort of in that. They're like the Nissan Qashqai of crisps.
Oh, I've had one of them on a hire car. Very nice cars.
They're really good cars. They keep winning. They win best car every year.
Very nice cars.
When you shut the doors, you're going to go, that's not solid. You ever shut the door on a Prius? You slam the door on a Prius. You're like, Donnie goes, bang! Like, fucking hell, don't let anyone drive into the side of me. This car is bullshit.
Here we are, we're being approached by Adam.
We've got a few things we need to clear up here.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Throwing things at
Sorry,
me.
Okay. Sorry.
So I'm just going to approach the mic a little bit.
Okay.
So the crisps you were referring to are Till's Naked.
Naked. Oh,
naked.
Bog off.
Naked.
Jesus Christ.
And Will's earlier reference to
TAL,
it stands for Phase Alternating Line.
Of course it
That's
does.
Almost a trick Thank question because it's a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're on a train,
yeah.
London to Bristol, let's say,
mm-hmm.
the best crisps they do on there are Tyrrells. No, trust.
You disappoint me, Sam.
Crinkle cut, cider vinegar, and salt. Salt and cider vinegar.
Okay. Kiss a dick.
Now, they are on the verge of posh,
yeah.
but they're not quite.
So they've
got
a foot in both camps.
How can you say Tyrrells aren't posh when we've just said they have a type of crisps called Naked?
Oh, those crisps, well, those are, yeah, all right. But
that's,
I mean,
that's within the House of Tyrrell.
That sounds like a Game of Thrones thing, I've never seen Game of Thrones.
The House of Tyrrell. The armies of the North move towards the House of Tyrrell.
My wife says that Game of Thrones is like The Hobbit with anal. Is she right? She won't let me watch it. I'm not watching this.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it either.
No, I'm sort of saving it up for one sort of ginormous wank. Okay. All right, so, yeah.
Yeah, so, Chili Heatwave Doritos. Sam Pamphlon, where do you stand?
I really like them. Just because my stance on tortilla chips and not liking them as much as potato crisps or maize-based snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't tend to buy them because I don't find they go as well with sandwiches because they feel quite... Because they're corn,
yeah.
they almost feel a bit like a bread.
Mm.
They are like they're nearer to a bread than they are to a potato, which is like a round apple.
If you'd never seen a tortilla and it only existed... Doritos, the only sort of version of tortillas that existed, I think... Yeah. We'd all be all accepting of them.
But we know that they come from a bread. They're basically just fried bread.
Yeah. Wow. Unleavened fried bread.
I like them.
Yeah. I really like them. That with a cool sour creamy dip.
This is a thing, but would you dip a flavoured tortilla?
I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself. I've got a bit of a secret. I know you do a dip section.
Yeah.
So what I would say to you is keep a hold of that bag.
Yeah, okay.
Let's come back to them.
Okay.
Because I reckon... I might have something.
Okay, I'm excited now.
Bada bing.
It's a good question though. Would you dip a flavoured crisp? Because the point is the dip, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Given the opportunity, I'd dip any crisp. Yeah.
Well,
you're going to dip it into water? Idiots. Thickened water, thickened with cauliflower, slaked cauliflower, cornflower.
Slaked.
It's the only time you use the word slake when you mix cornflour with water. Slake water with cornflour.
What?
Yeah.
Slake.
It's slaked water.
Mm.
Adam, fuck's sake, look it up.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Should we encourage Will to introduce his second Desert Island Crisp, please?
He just skips.
Yes.
Look at that.
We're in.
Absolutely, skips, no hesitation.
We're in. What is it made of?
Tapioca.
Tapioca.
Tapioca they're made of.
No.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. It's come up before. And
they're great.
They are great.
They pack a lot of punch for a dainty snack.
So they're prawn cocktail, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, they're sound the front. It's tingly.
Oh, get a whiff.
Tingly prawn cocktail.
They're a melty crisp.
Whereas normally, if you have a tingly prawn cocktail, that means the prawns are not good anymore.
It's like a fizzy coleslaw.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just this prawn. Sorry.
They're a very podcast-friendly crisp.
Yeah, are they?
There's not much of a crunch to them.
Mm.
I mean, Sam Schreiner's best, but...
Great flavour.
I like to suck them.
Again, I have had an aberration crisp. They don't happen anymore. They used to happen in the middle of the flower because it is shaped like a petal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That doesn't. Is that not a shell? But it's not a prawn shell, is it?
I don't think so. I think it's a flower, isn't it?
Why
so you
it be a flower?
Can see there's a 1, 2, 3. Hang on.
Hey, we can have our own perceptions of what they are. I think that's what makes them beautiful.
You see, there's a line that sort of joins in the middle.
Yeah.
So like a star. What do I mean? A cross.
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes. That is bright orange.
Yeah.
So who knows? Like, so I think it's been mashed into a tube, pushed out of a tube, and sliced. Sometimes you've got to imagine the place in which it was built. Like, as in, built.
Where were you built?
Where they're made. You've got to imagine the sort of...
There's a tube sort of pushing out this pulp.
Yeah. Thing is, though...
There's another cutter going...
They're
all individual in...
They're irregular, aren't they? I mean,
because they're not like a Pringle that's just gone.
No.
Again, no. The Master Race. I mean, I shouldn't really call the Americans Master Race, but Pringles, they've just got their shit down. Whereas Skips, whatever.
I mean, we'll
go through
one.
A little bit of aberration.
Hey, look at that dust like grouping.
That is bright orange.
Hang on, how are these cooked?
Well, this is it.
They've got to be fried, right?
They've got to be fried.
Unless they're fried.
Baked. That was. If it doesn't say, it means they're fried.
They're baked.
Oh my God.
I think they're baked.
That was the best Skip I've ever had.
Oh, it says on the back of the pack. Skips a light and melty, tongue-tingly snack experience. The tingle. Balance the skip on your tongue and let it melt in your mouth. Tongue-tingling challenge. Can you say...
Here we go.
A big black bug bit a big black dog on his big black nose. That feels dodgy, doesn't it?
A big black bug bit a big black dog on his big black nose?
You say it six times, but with a skip on your tongue.
Oh, and skip on your tongue. I mean, it's all nonsense, isn't it? It's all to...
A big black dog, a big black dog, a big black dog. I sound like an East London racist.
It's all about hiding the fact that you're basically poisoning yourself with something that is like, it sort of comes from a pre-safety standards era, doesn't it, Skips?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you're a dad. I would say this is a good kid's crisp.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Why?
Not too much mess, lots of flavour, keep them quiet. There's loads of them, and they're light.
They are light. Do your kids like a pombe?
Love pombe.
Yeah, my kids
like. They like quavers.
He likes the salt vinegar stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, my kids love salt vinegar.
I wouldn't give him a Nisco though, because I just want to kill him.
If they're not shells, why do the Tesco's and that, they call their versions prawn shells, right?
Well, there we go.
That's not what a prawn shell looks like, though.
But that's what they call them, though, isn't it?
Are they confused?
I can't find anything that says how they cook them.
No, crisp websites are really, really secretive.
Yeah. I found that.
Yeah.
I thought, when we started this podcast, I thought, I'm not really a comedian. I don't have much to bring to this other than crisp knowledge.
You came to me and said, look, I'm a bit worried about it. I'm going to do facts. I was like, that's a great idea.
I'll be the fat guy.
I do have one fact for you.
Is this just the Wikipedia page?
Yes,
straight up, okay. Skips are a snack from the United Kingdom and Ireland, which were first launched in 1974 in prawn cocktail flavour.
Before seatbelts.
The snacks are made by KP Snacks under licence from Mejisika, Japan. In the United Kingdom, they're made with tapioca starch, and in Ireland, with potato starch. There's the fact.
I want
Adam
to
made me read
try.
The whole thing until I landed
a potato
on
potato based skip.
Yes.
It could still be very light, but it probably won't melt.
It won't be that light.
It won't melt. It won't melt as well. Potato doesn't melt.
We're saying it's light. I wonder if someone, like, again, isn't there, like, our kids' age, would probably go, that's not light. That is poison.
That isn't. Too much flavour.
It's too kind of. It's too not real. It's like a. It's a product of the optimism of a post-war chemical. It's like ICI. Well, we can't use it to paint battleships. Let's feed it to children.
I mean, the colour of the pack, which is, I'm colourblind, but am I right in saying that's pink and yellow?
Mm-hmm.
They do taste pink and yellow, don't they?
They do.
They taste
colour. I'll tell you what, I've absolutely smashed them.
You have, yeah.
You really have. They're good, but you don't notice you've eaten them.
I think what it is, because I'm always slightly reluctant to eat them during this podcast, but you, you can eat them like a ninja.
Would you have them with a sandwich?
Yeah.
What sort of sandwich, mate?
I'd have them with a cheese sandwich. Cheese and butter.
I mean, traditionally you want a crunch with your sarnie, don't you? Because you've got
that's not bringing a lot of crunch.
No.
But that would be excellent in a crisp sandwich. Actually, if you made a prawn mayo sandwich...
Oh, no.
Oh, well, it wouldn't last long. You'd have to get in quick.
No.
Because the mayo would fizz them away.
It would, mate. Wouldn't it? You'd have to be...
No.
It would just turn into this old tapioca sludge.
Get going. You'd have to have the chef at the table making it. I mean, yeah.
Like a sushi chef.
You wouldn't have, like...
Please, you only have seconds. Oh, thank you, it's delicious.
You wouldn't have chicken in your chicken sandwich, would you? It's like...
Yeah, I would. Of course I would. It's a chicken sandwich.
You would.
I have chicken in a chicken sandwich.
No, on top of your chicken, you've already got chicken in your chicken sandwich. What I'm saying is, if I'm having a chicken sandwich, I want, like, maybe,
you don't want
like
a chicken crisp.
Ooh, what do I want in there?
Well, hang on then. Surf and turf? Is that what we want? Is that, so would it be a beef sandwich?
Maybe.
Surf and turf.
I like your thinking, Will.
Swedish thinking. Maybe the beef could act as a barrier.
You could protect the skips within the beef.
A prophylactic to prevent early disintegration of the skips.
So you would create a sort of like a bovine French letter to hold the skips. And then you'd have the horseradish.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Hello, it's Sam from Desert Island Crisps, and I'm putting a little crisp mushy shout out to all you dicks out there. Yeah, you dicks, you big dicks, you DICs, you Desert Island Crispers. I wasn't offending you at all. I was calling you by your actual names. So there are loads of crazy Christmas flavours out there at the moment. Walker's got a Brussels sprouts one. I don't want to try it, but I will. So I want you guys out there who listen to the podcast to let us know on social media, at Desert Crisps, all over, Instagram, Twitter, all that business. Let us know what you think of these crazy Christmas flavours, because we will be eating them on our very, very special Christmas Bonanza special. Oh, I'm so bad at this. Anyway, we've got an amazing special guest, and the episode will be coming out on 23rd of December, and that is a very special time of the year, because it's not Christmas Eve yet, so you're not properly Christmassy, and your parents will, you know, they'll give you funny looks if you get too drunk. Basically, you're with your family, but no one really likes each other yet. It's not Christmas Eve, it's Christmas Eve's Eve, and it's a perfect time for listening to Desert Island Crisps Christmas Spectacular, Sunday the 23rd of December. Be there.
Do you know what? Eating those has helped me focus my final decision, because I was unsure.
Yeah.
I did, as you know, I brought two options.
Mm-hmm.
Not so I brought, I told you, you bought them. I was going to go for the Walker's Mac salt and vinegar, because, again, I went off to post the letter and I drove to the garage this time and they didn't have any discos. I was disheartened and I bought a packet of Macs and I thought, this isn't going to go well. They're brilliant.
They're
brilliant.
Can be. They're in my original three, yes.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so you mean there's a chance you get a disco thing where they might not be that good or what?
Macs, right. This is what sorry to hijack your Macs.
Do it, mate.
Macs salt and vinegar were around and they came out and they had a big bag and they're really oily and they're really fatty
and
they're
thick,
really good,
right?
But they're thick and really ridgy.
Yeah.
And I had a bag and I was like, wow, that's the salt and vinegar hit
right.
I've been waiting for.
Right.
Then I did my fridge thing, which is any salt and vinegar crisps I like to put in the fridge.
What?
The coldness somehow just makes them pop, 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 pop.
The thick ridges. The thick ridges.
I don't know why. It seems to work.
Okay.
When they're cold, they're really tangy.
Okay.
My question would be, why not a McCoy's?
What, beef monstrosity? No.
No, no, salt and vinegar.
No, McCoy's can...
Are they, they're better than a McCoy's?
You know how angry I am about beef crisps? Okay, I'm angry about them. I'm angry about them. That's a fecal experience as far as I'm concerned. You have a poor hygiene and you're drawn to that. You found and somehow you've made that into crisp form. There's something wrong with it. I'm not going to hold any track with that. I'm not going to even look at them. So salt and vinegar can go fuck off. Salt and vinegar, of course, is the best flavour.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're associating with terrorists. I know. I do not negotiate. So no, not wouldn't even entertain it. Okay. I mean, obviously, I'd eat them if they were in front
Flame
of me.
Flame-grilled beef macs are pretty good. Okay.
No, none of your beef.
But my Sainsbury's never only ever has the beef ones.
Okay.
Because my Sainsbury's is a South East London Sainsbury's.
They're beef obsessed.
So everyone down there is just beef, beef, beef. So you're not going for the salt and vinegar max?
No, because the other option is the pickled onion space raider.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
The pickled onion space raider is better.
That is what I want, that is what I need. Get it in my lap, I want some space raiders. Make it pickled onion.
They're just...
I really thought you were going to rhyme it then, just for a second.
I don't need rhymes, bro. Where we're going, we don't need rhymes.
Again, you can have a bad pack.
Do you know what?
But they're cheap. Do you know what? Post-swimming, age 14, beautiful. You can buy 10 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just get
Not
stung.
Anymore.
They were 25.
25?
They've just put them up to 25. Absolute sacrilege. And I must admit, I only had 30p, so we've only got one bag between
right,
us, I'm afraid.
That's, right.
That's like
Do you know what?
Three
I'm
going
to say that looks pretty pale. I'm not sure we're going to
win. They do look
a
bit pale.
It's when they're dense.
They've got
That's
a good
when
smell.
You know they've got real flavour.
I'm going to have a lick first.
Not great, Pat.
Oh, no. They're all on a leak, they are.
Occasionally you get... In a bad pack, occasionally you get...
A bit.
They're not good.
Well, we just have to pretend that they are.
Because when they're good...
Oh, they're good, though.
When they're I mean, you could die off a bag of them, much like a disco.
Do you reckon? Mm. You can feel your body rejecting them, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Oh, well.
That was a good one.
Having said that, I picked these. So we've had an extended conversation about Space Raiders, haven't we, Sam? And my kind of history of Space Raiders, when I was about 15... Mm. I bought 26 bags, I think it was, and just ate them, as you do. We've told this before. I think it's worth retelling.
Wait a minute. 26?
26.
No, hang on.
I had £2.60.
I'm looking at my fingers.
I'm 15.
I've only got 10 fingers, right? So I'm doubling my fingers.
Two bags.
And then I'm adding. That's too many crisps, mate.
That's another hand and a bit.
No, no.
Not Wait a minute. How many's in a pack?
I'm going to say 20.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Say 15. Times 26, anyone good at maths?
15 times 26 adds.
I can do this. I can do this.
Go on.
I know what the answer is. It's too many.
It's 260 plus 130. It's 390.
That'll do. But anyway, we're talking about the body rejecting them. Is my... it's 390.
390.
Dang, that boy's got maths.
See?
He's got math. So talking about the body rejecting them... The inside of my mouth kind of, it went white.
Did it descale?
And just like, I was literally putting my finger in my mouth and pulling, swaying.
I know what that
the white,
is.
The white.
I mean, I don't know what that is. I know that it's bad.
Yeah.
And I know, I feel, it has happened to me, that deep.
You get it if you use, like my wife uses Arm & Hammer Baking Soda Extreme White Toothpaste.
Okay.
Ooh. And it doesn't make a lather, and you do that, and then you and it makes teeth quite white if you use it for a long time.
Yeah.
When you go to bed, you start going, yeah, and there's little bits of white appear on your tongue.
It's just
and
skin.
It's just your gums
it's
and everything.
It's dying.
Yeah.
It's dying. You're dying. Oh, man.
Yeah, but yeah.
Like, isn't there a rule? Like, how have we still got these snacks? Maybe that's why they're so quiet on their websites, because they're like, the boffins are just like...
The small print at the bottom is like, don't eat 26
Don't. And they're always like, now put a skip in your mouth and sing a little song. And the boffin's going, gives you face death.
Do you think in a few years, you just... You know, like cigarettes have pictures of people's lungs falling out. Like, soon it would be a picture of me with, like, my like gums just falling out of my mouth, all white and just decrepit.
So there's a picture on the crisp packet of just a fat guy and then next to him, a woman with a red line through her.
He's not smiling because he's happy. It's because his cheeks are missing. Don't eat crisps. In fact, okay, so... Maybe that's why Space Raiders have that little thing on the back, because you need to be distracted.
Which little thing? Oh, no. Oh, this
the,
thing.
The story.
No, they don't have it anymore.
Don't they?
They used
it was always like... It was quite
they used it when it was Astra. Remember back in the day?
It was a lady.
You had a lady called Astra, and you had
Did
her...
You?
Yeah. And you had her tale of, like, she has flown through space.
Yeah.
You know, she's made some space.
Was she blue?
I think she was kind of... She had a purple kind of eyeliner on.
Yeah.
And, I think
wow,
she...
Wow, cool. Alien women wear makeup.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
Oh, so there's a patriarchy in space. Oh, okay.
So it's everywhere.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, maybe not so bad about it then.
I don't feel so bad. Oh, Dr. Moore. But let's see what's on the back here. So now there's a little green man, like a traditional alien-looking fella, right?
Traditional.
And he's next to some kind of measuring tool, which states that he's about 1.46 metres tall.
Okay.
And it says Space Raider Facts. Mm-hmm. It says species Sectoid. Home planet Tuita Reticuli 1X. This is getting out of here. Habitat Cyber Cities. Favorite snack Bogot Globules and Pickled Onion Space Raiders. Well, there we go.
Bogot Globules is what you get after eating 390, I think.
Oh, look, there's the sexy Adam's brought up for the image of the sexy.
Okay, Will, if you'd like to describe Astra to our listeners, that would be...
Oh, she's basically fit. Looks like one of the girls I went to art school with. Devastatingly good looking, completely unattainable. You know, that makes it sound like I wanted to obtain one human. Okay, cool. Well, there you go. I mean, they are great.
They are a wonderful choice.
I feel confident the fact you ate 390 because it does give me a sense that I wouldn't get bored eating them on the
No. I don't think you can get bored. I mean, if I have to walk to the shop at the end of our road, sometimes, ever so sometimes, they do have pickled onions. They've got the worst selection ever. They've got a food hygiene rating of one. They're so nice in there.
But they're nice.
And they'll let you off a couple of pennies every now and then if you haven't got it. And I will get a bag of Tangy Toms and a bag of Space Raiders.
Oh, Tangy Toms.
Yes,
Tangy Toms, so much better than you remember.
They're great.
They're really tangy.
They're really good.
And I'll sit in the car, or if I'm in the car, I'll sit there and I'll just drink them. Because I've got to get back. Otherwise, my wife's like, that took a long while. Have you been smoking? Like, no. I was sat in the car with Tangy Toms going,
have you been smoking? Yes, because you'd rather be doing that.
Yeah, sorry.
I haven't seen them around for a long time.
Half alone.
Did you ever crunch a bag of crisps before opening them with your teeth?
Oh, not on my teeth.
I just had a memory of it.
Yes.
So you don't open the bag.
In the same way a friendly dog bites you if it's playing, like almost like it sort of
crunch it up in the bag, then open the bag and drink it.
Why don't you just do it with your hands?
Because there's something tactile about putting it in your mouth.
Okay.
It's quite nice having that plastic and then feeling something break. But nothing goes in your mouth. It's quite a weird sensation.
Do all of these things occupy the time in which you left school and got to home? I've got a feeling that that's where the crisp world is.
Because in home that crisps time. Were never that good.
Well, they were multi-pack. With nothing wrong with multi-pack, but in fact, Sainsbury's did a multi-pack not many ago, which was probably illegal. Like, it's definitely dangerous. And I did enjoy them. But they were always a little bit smaller than other packs, like packs you would buy off the shelf.
Well, multi-packs usually be about 25 grams.
Okay.
And then they started making... And then packs outside were 35 grams.
Right.
But then it started bumping up the weight.
Right.
And the other day I had a bag of McCoy's.
Yeah.
And McCoy's are 47.5 grams. It's like, when did they come to 47... McCoy's used to be 50 grams. McCoy's, straight away, they were doing like, yeah, we're man crisps. It's a boy... Boys eat these and eat Yorkies and, you know, and that stuff. But they brought the bag size down to 47.5. Did they just keep finding loads of McCoy's around with just like 2.5% of the crisp left in it?
Well, it's because no one would notice. That's why. Only you notice. And so they save money.
Yeah, we want to save 2.5%.
On a million bags, just think how much you save. And no one gives a fuck because no one noticed apart from you.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I can bring these people down.
Yeah, do it, Sam.
Yeah.
I had something important to say, but...
It's a podcast about crisp, mate. I've some very doubted.
So we have Sam.
Yeah.
What is that over there?
Oh my god, it's some sort of.
Sam, what is it?
Sky bug.
Is it? Oh no. It's Stephen.
Oh, here he is. Hello, mate.
Stephen.
Here he is.
Oh. What have you got for us today?
It's hello.
Oh, hello.
For someone so majestic, a little bit rude.
Yeah, he doesn't stop.
No, he does not.
So, Will, in case you didn't already know...
What is that?
This is the segment in the show where Steven Seagal drops in some foreign crisps.
He's been to Eastern Europe again. He does that a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What's that, dude?
It's like there's a Polish shop over the road.
That's what it's like.
It's like that, but clearly...
So, who's our what? Tom, you have a go at reading these.
Okay.
Because,
Polish? Are we saying Polish?
We're saying Polish.
Well, we're guessing Polish.
Because they're from a Polish shop.
Okay. Polski Schlep, is that what you said? Polski Schlep?
These are
I got that wrong?
Probably.
Oh, God.
Okay. They're called Tapsy.
Okay.
Quite like the name.
I feel like Tapsy. Everyone knew a girl like called Tapsy at university. You're going around Tapsy's house, though.
She's mental, mate. I'm not going around. I know. I'd say Tapsy was more kind of like, he kind of like works in the jazz club and he's like...
Who do you know that works in the jazz club?
Back in the day, back in like
what
the
20s. What day?
In the 1920s, Tapsy is this guy. He'd go, hey, oh, it's Tapsy. Hey, Tapsy. Hey, mister, how's it going? Can I get you a drink? Everyone loves Tapsy.
He used to be the shoeshine.
But he's got a real sad history.
Yeah.
And moving forwards, it's not looking too bright for him.
He steals money from the club and they kill him.
Yeah, of course they do.
A Tapsy. Anyway... Tapsy. Yeah.
And the guy who kills him is like, yeah, time to tap out Tapsy.
Oh, nice. Nice. We should end the podcast there. Just with that line. Time to tap out Tapsky. Tapsy.
Tapsky. Bloody racist. Even they call it Tapsy.
The Tapsies are from the house of Prazinki. And they're the flavour Osmaku Bekon Owim. I'm guessing smoky bacon.
Oh, smacko.
Oh, smacko.
And do you know what? This is a 60-gram bag for people at home. This is a similar size.
It's a healthy bag.
What are we talking? Like a Doritos or Big Doritos?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not far off a Big Doritos.
They look like kind of overdeveloped steroid frazzles.
They do.
Okay, I'm going to open them up. And I always like to get a nose on these foreign ones.
Go for it.
From the off, so that
a bit of a spider just bit you in the face.
It's drinking from my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Heavy?
Let me get in there.
Heavy?
Not initially, but there's some kind of, like, sweet...
That is... Kick. Do you know what they smell of? Smell them, and then I'm going to put this in your head. Dirty fryer oil.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
So I quite like things cooked in dirty oil.
The crack is here, Will, that you get to sample the foreign crisp.
Okay.
And if you see fit,
yeah,
you can swap it in for one of yours.
I mean, I feel like I should just say that's never going to happen. But do you know what? I'm going to keep an open mind.
It has happened before.
Yeah, okay.
Twice.
Has it really?
But when people made Quinas weird selections. So.
Shall I pour them into the Space Raiders dust or just keep them as is?
That feels a bit naughty. That feels like it's against regulations.
Yeah, okay. Let's just keep them there.
All right, here we go.
You can dip in. Will, if you'd like to take the leash.
I will. You ready?
Go in.
You know what? They're good. They're good. They're a bit sweeter than... They're not as strong as the crispy fries. They're good.
Do you know what they're kind of like? You know that...
They're very restrained.
You know, like, bad pork scratchings that are like crisps?
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
not like proper bricks that are going to break your tooth off. You know the bad rubbish ones... That are just puffy. They're a bit
they're
like
good.
That.
They're good, aren't they? They're not like frazzles. Frazzles are a little bit too much for me.
They're more stocky.
Yeah.
They're more like a stew than a,
they're good,
than
actually.
A fry.
They are the kind of thing you go to someone's house and say, we've got any crisps, and we've got a bag of Tapsy. You're in a foreign country. You're in Poland. But you sit down and then you eat the whole of those because they're really unoffensive.
Mm. Yeah, but do you think there's going to be an aftertaste?
No.
And just wait
they're kind of like a skip.
They're in the world.
They're melty.
They are melty.
They're not. They're quite a kind of subtle, like
gently porky.
Gently porky. Yeah, they're not like.
You wouldn't want to eat a 47.5. Actually, this is only a 60-gram bag, but you wouldn't want to eat a small single portion bag because you don't think you'd get enough out of them. I think you want to eat an entire bowl like popcorn. I think you want to eat quite a lot of them.
I think if they caught you at the right moment, like after a long run at a certain age, you would have like that. You know. That perfect food moment, you're like, Tapsies are my crisp now. Like, you know, we're beyond that now. We're the wrong age for that. But you can see, that would be a childhood forming crisp.
I mean, I've had three of them and I'm already getting a bit like,
They're quite nicely fry-y.
Well.
They're good.
We might as well do it now, Will. Because you've done your three crisps.
I quite like those Tapsies.
In or out?
No.
Not with your choices.
No.
Not with your solid choices.
No. I mean, I struggled with my choice enough. That was...
I mean, if you'd been a mug and chosen a mug's crisp, then maybe.
Do you want to hear my slightly off-colour Polish? No, be careful. Polish jokes. They're not specifically about people from Poland, but I had a builder called Michael who's a Polish guy.
Yeah.
And these are two funny things, that three funny things that happened when he worked as a builder in my house.
Right.
One, he said to me, he says, Mr., he called him Mr. Willie. He says, Mr. Willie, I want to see the dead Bardenican. I was like, Michael, I don't know what you're saying. He's a dead Bardenican. I was like, Michael, it sounds like you're saying a dead bird in a can. And he was like, yes. And he handed me a dead bird and a can. That's number one. Number two was...
Where'd he got that from?
He found it in the chimney. He was renovating the chimney. He found a dead bird. Number two.
And then did he put it in the can?
No, he said it was... I don't know. I've got a photograph of it somewhere.
It's almost like he's saying, like, maybe that's like a thing. Like,
yeah.
Oh, pass me that can.
What is that? Yeah, well, but, you know...
Where we keep the dead things.
And this is actually another Polish gentleman who's a carpenter. He worked at the same job. And he said, I said, oh, I found one of my son's Duplo figures, stickle brick figures underneath the fridge. And I said to this guy, I said, oh, is that yours? And he went, no, maybe ask an electrician. And then the last one was... It's a little lady. Little 2-inch high lady with stickle brick feet. No, not mine. Okay. And the other one was... Michael said to me once... He was stripping the paint off the front of the house, and I said, oh, I'm worried about the garden because he's using this chemical. And he said, don't worry, Mr. Willie. There's no problem that cannot be solved with trampoline. Slap. Right, Michael. What do you mean tarpaulin? Yes! But he's right in the first count, isn't there? There's very little that can't be solved with a trampoline.
I thought maybe like the grass would all be chemical, but the kids would be fine. Yeah. They'd just be on a trampoline all the
something,
time.
Or like you'll be depressed, but get on the trampoline, you'll be happy after that.
Better somersault.
I mean, it's probably a bit racist to do the accent, but that, you know, stab in the dark.
That's very funny. So we're not going to have any more tapsies involved. I do like a tapsie.
Yeah.
Tapsie for the road?
Yeah, go on then.
So, we're at that point in the podcast where you've had your three crisps.
Yeah.
You've had your Space Raiders, pickled onion, of course. What else would you pick? You're not going to have roast beef Space Raiders, are you?
No.
I don't know why they exist.
It's sacrilege.
Who buys them?
I think it's a fecal thing.
Me, once by accident, because I'm bloody colourblind.
Yeah.
That's disappointing, isn't it?
It's a pooey thing. I think we aren't brave to say it, but it's
brown. It's a brown flavour.
No, but it's not. It's more than that. It's on that. It's like, oh, wash my hands quite properly. Like, why are you smelling anything? Something. It's there's a tone in it. I'm not down with it. I just feel like it's something.
So, Space Raiders, Skips, and Chili Heatwave Doritos. It's a solid choice.
Yeah, really good.
Solid. You also get a dip.
Yeah.
And
I brought you a dip, lads.
You've actually brought it with you.
When me and my wife were stepping out, we went to a party.
Yeah.
And my wife is better than me on all levels in most things. And anyway, she said, I'm going to make a dip. She didn't know these people. It wasn't like a formal party. It was like a pissed head, out of the head party. And she said, like, we're going to make a dip. And I was like, what? So anyway, I think it was in Glasgow. I don't remember. I don't remember the details. All I remember is the dip. So what I've got in my hand is, well, you tell me what I've got. It's Philadelphia cream cheese.
Okay.
I have washed my hands, lads. Oh,
I've no, spilled. You spilt the jizzy milk.
I've spilt it right in the right
place. Jizzy milk place.
I've self-jizzed.
Now, we had Michael Malarkey on the podcast.
Yeah.
And he likes dipping Snyder's pretzel bites into cream cheese. I thought that was going to hit, but you're actually going to mix this with something.
I'm not going to mix it. What I'm going to do is I'm not taking this home, lads, so it's all going in, so we're just going to do it. We might have to get a picture for, you know, the evidence.
That's
but I'm putting cream cheese in a bowl. Very simple. There's nothing complicated here, lads. Nothing complicated. I'm spreading the cream cheese into the bottom of the bowl. Right?
We're done. I think I know what you're going to do, but I'm going to do it.
Oh, my God. Now, what I've got is Blue Dragon original sweet chilli sauce. I'm just going to show that to the camera. I've got some Blue Dragon sweet chilli sauce. Now, honestly, I would say you can do this with any cream cheese. Don't be stingy. Don't be going for the low fat.
No.
As long as it's full fat, come on, live your life.
Let's do it.
Get some sweet chilli sauce and... pour it on top of the...
holy sheesh.
I mean...
holy
okay.
shish, it's a layered dip.
It's absolutely layered. You've got to dip through it, lads.
It's a dip trifle.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to put that in the centre here.
So we get the Doritos back?
I think so. I wouldn't normally. I would say go plain. But I think with the Doritos, I think we're gonna be there.
Do you know what I think would go well in there? Is that the old salt and vinegar max?
I think you might be right.
Shall I crack them?
Yeah, crack them open. Let's try Doritos as well. But I think you've got to go through the sweet chili layer.
Okay.
Into the cream cheese. Don't double dip. Make sure you're brave on the first go.
Okay.
Come out and it'll change.
I'm
going to
go with the salt and vinegar max.
Because of the ridges, it's going to be great.
Shall I go?
Go right through. Be confident. Push right down. We've had a breakage.
Wait.
We've had,
yeah, that is.
There we go. It's difficult. Yeah, man.
That much.
Yeah. Try.
Milk.
Oh man.
Tell me what you think.
Oh my lord.
Oh my god.
You get the heat, then you get the cream.
Oh. So good with the max.
Oh my god.
I over creamed.
I could eat a whole. I could eat that bowl.
I think you could probably adjust the balance of cream, actually.
Sometimes I don't like sweet chilli sauce so much, but with the cream, geez, it's perfect.
Actually, I'm having a bit of doubt at the moment. I'm going to try a Dorito.
I think it's,
you're right, you can't over cream.
You can't over cream.
No.
You need just, you don't want to dip it in like hummus. You just want a coverage.
Yeah.
No,
I'm going to try it with the coverage.
Oh my God.
I think you want a good amount of the cheese.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
But you're an absolute dirtbag, Sam, so. Well, Will, you're the first person who's actually turned up with their choice, all set to go, and made it for us.
Yeah, man.
Sorry to interrupt, there's a space raider here. I'm going to try it with space.
Oh shit. Dude. Out I didn't even think.
That's the one. That is the one.
That's extremely good.
This is terrible.
Let's try Tapsy.
Tapsy.
Oh God,
I don't think a skip should be.
Can't go with the Tapsy.
No.
It's too much of the cream.
No.
There you go.
There's your choice, Will.
I honestly think, though.
I'm going to put it in a ramekin.
You need a plain crisp.
I think you're wrong.
I think maybe even a naked.
A naked crisp.
They're all naked.
Get out.
My tongue is such a slut, I couldn't let that happen.
Oh my God. So there's your dip, Will.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm going to like living here, right?
Yeah. Well, you ain't going to live long if you're eating that every day.
Which is fine, you're on an island with a bunch of...
Is there any green vegetables on this island?
Oh, there's nothing.
Not really. My God. I'm going to look very American by the end.
You should have had the guacamole.
Yeah.
You do get a drink as well. Soft drink.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get a soft drink.
Oh, no.
So...
I think a can.
You have a can. So, for example, I chose Diet Coke.
Okay.
Diet Coke, you can't decide Diet Coke comes as standard. Mm-hmm. Ice cold Diet Coke, I know where I am with that. Tom chose sparkling water.
Really? I didn't know you were a pervert. Oh, man. It's going to have to be Limonata, San Pellegrino Limonata.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
That's a sweet, sweet drink, not the Urantia.
I did consider it, but I think the Limonata is sharper. A lot of acid here, isn't there? A lot of salt and vinegar.
Everything's acid, yeah. It's just salt and acid.
Yeah, I think so. Interesting fact. Now, listen, I don't want this to be libelous, so I might be wrong. I'm going to say that. I heard that the little foil cover on the San Pellegrino is because where they make it, it's an Italian drink, where they were storing it, it wasn't safe enough from rat piss. They used to have to put a little foil cover over it so that you weren't drinking rat piss.
Yeah.
But the Brits liked it because they think, oh, it's a bit fancy, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little bit of foil cover.
I wish that was on all cans, actually.
Right. But yeah, apparently it's not. It's just because it's a stored badly.
It's the cupboard in the piss.
I'm sure that's not true anymore. I'm sure they kept it.
Me and my wife, whenever we got some beers from the shop, we'd always go through a stage of like, she'd be like, can you wash the cans? I'm like, yeah. So we just run the cans under the tap. And it became a thing that we started doing, like, oh, can we make sure we wash the cans, please? Like that. Because I suddenly became paranoid about like just where they were.
Yeah.
Just someone just like with all the cans just going, yeah, and licking all the tops of the cans.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just been, that's been all over the country. That can of beer has been all over the country.
Yeah.
It's been touched by loads of people.
Of course it has.
Probably got rat piss on it.
Probably.
This is it. You don't know where it's at. You don't know. Let's wrap up your choices then. Yeah. So we opened with the chili heat wave Doritos.
Yep.
Solid.
Very solid.
Like, yeah, there's always a place in my heart for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we developed onto Skips was next, right? Yeah, I mean, I've no qualm with the Skip.
Yeah.
Then we hit the Space Raider.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, and it wasn't a great bag, but it was a decent bag. It was all right.
It was enough.
We all know my thoughts on Space Raiders. They're possibly my number one.
Yeah, okay.
Then we had this...
Even after they hurt you?
great, but like
you keep going back, don't you?
But
what does it have to do to you, Tom?
We always hurt the ones we love. We always hurt the ones we love.
We love you, Tom.
They love me, which is why I love them.
And then Space Raider was the best one with this dip of cream cheese mashed into a bowl and covered with sweet cheese.
A multi-layered dip. It wasn't like mixed in together. You had to get through the
It wouldn't be nice mixed, would it?
No. I don't
think it's like a creme brulee.
It is exactly like a creme brulee.
Like a ripple, like a ripple.
You're going to pop through the top. Or maybe if you've got a blowtorch on it.
Well, then, and then little pots in prep, you know, with the berry top and the yoghurt underneath. It's in that world, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's good.
It's like a fruit corner.
Oh, now you said
I think my wife said there's something about this. She said, I'd forgotten about this because I drink heavily. she said, I think even last night, that Philadelphia have cottoned onto this idea and are doing a fruit corner-like thing with a pot of chilli sauce. We'd have to check it. Do you know what? She was ahead of the curve, so it still stands.
Please pass on my respect, because that's a really good dip.
That was a reason enough to marry that woman, genuinely.
Sometimes good dips come out of nowhere. Right. Our friends, Michael and Nadine, they came up with this, they found this dip idea. It's just a pot of artichokes that are already cooked. Mm-hmm. And they just blitzed
it. What was always cooked?
In a can, already cooked.
Yeah.
And she just blitzed them with, like, I think it was like a parmesan and chilies and a little bit of sour cream.
Okay.
That stuff is insane.
What, she just
artichoke hearts?
Artichoke hearts, yeah.
In a can, blitzed with cooked, cream.
Whizzed up with a bit of sour cream, chili. Parmesan, and red chilli.
It's the parmesan, right?
Yeah.
Dang, fools.
Really good.
But you can do, like, a really nice artichoke tartare. Which is similar. Do you know Andida, the restaurant?
No.
So Andida is this fantastic restaurant. They've got a couple in London. One down by Shoreditch High Street. They've got another one somewhere else. They're a Peruvian restaurant.
Oh, right. I'm not done for
Fantastic that. Place. I've got their cookbook, and I made their artichoke tartare the other day.
It's not raw artichoke, is it?
Well, I don't know. I just bought it in a pot, right. You know, like you get in an oil, and then you basically make a, you know, tiger's milk. You know what that is?
What is it?
So it's basically bare lime with chilli, and then but then you squeeze, you kind of sieve the chilli through it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So you got 14 limes, load of chilli, maybe some garlic, and a few other bits, and then you just get this kind of like...
pungent juice.
And you leave it to soak for about 20 minutes, and then you sieve it through. And then it's like you make ceviche. God damn.
Yeah, good.
I'm getting from this, I'm getting life's worth living, lads.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Wouldn't that be amazing if this...
I'm going to carry on.
If this podcast stops the suicide...
Yeah, we could do that thing that we could get an email.
Wouldn't that be something?
Like the beginning of Mark Maron. You know, it's really great just to know I'm really touching people out there. You know, he said it was going to end it, and... then he had some cream cheese and some dragons... blue dragon...
Sweet chili sauce.
I don't know.
My world.
Oh, what the fuck?
Will?
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Honestly, absolute pleasure. What a great experience.
Welcome to the island.
Yeah.
And you taught us as well.
Yeah.
Tortoise.
Yeah, you taught us. Goddamn tortoise.
I think it's a turtle.
Stick it in the water and see what happens.
Oh, I'll tell you something very quickly.
Yeah.
Because that reminds me. I used to get all these frogs. I was digging out my basement, and I used to get these frogs. And one by one, carefully, I'd pick them up in a box, and I'd sort of very sweetly take them over to the park near us. And there's a lake, a pond thing, and there's a bridge over it, and I would just tip them gently into the water, and I'd come back, and I'd just do that. I had about 7 or 8 of these things. And I was like, oh, looking at... And then my friend was like, they're not frogs. They are toads. Toads can't swim. Basically, with a very sort of sweet, self-satisfied grin, I drowned. Oh, it's making me feel sad. Oh, no, that guy's going to jump off that bridge. Yeah, I killed the fuckers.
And they were probably like, oh, it's okay, this guy's rescuing us in a box. Where are we going? Somewhere damp, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Boss.
Yes, sir. anyway, on that bombshell.
You bloody racist. You amphibious racist.
Thank you, Will.
Take care, man.
Pleasure.
See you around.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you as always to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here. Always.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.